CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peak of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business. And we're turning to David Axelrod, the guru of a presidential success, Mr. Obama. Two terms and a vice presidential success, Mr. Biden. Now speaking out for all of us to hear. This isn't some secret whisper that was caught on an open mic. This isn't a man speaking to his podcast audience. This is David Axelrod telling us, independent voters, Republicans, Democrats, Joe Biden must not, will not, cannot, I don't know, choose your verb, run. He doesn't believe the president can win. He's telling him bluntly, you cannot win with these numbers. He's telling him to retire. Liz, the Democratic Party repeatedly now has sent this message in polling, in the conduct of Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer, the two likely suspects of a candidacy if the president steps aside. Again and again, the White House, I can't believe they're deaf. They're very good at politics. What are they waiting for, Liz? What?
Well, I think the president has not yet come to the decision that he can't win. He keeps talking about winning. He thinks he's going to beat Donald Trump, and he's eager to beat Donald Trump. So that's the voice that is loudest in the room. Does Joe Biden think he can win again? If so, he's going to run. And, you know, the clock is ticking here. I mean, more and more people have come out and said he's too old. David Ignatius at the Washington Post, an influential columnist, said that. Several people have on the political front. But really, again, it's Joe Biden's call, and it has to happen soon if he's going to step aside, because the Democrats have to have a robust primary. Otherwise, Kamala Harris kind of has the thing locked up. They can't just choose somebody. I mean, the voters have to turn out. They have to decide. Democrats have to decide who their candidate is going to be. And I don't think that it's a very good look to throw over a woman of color who's vice president just because she's also quite unpopular. So I think the Democrats are in a bit of a mess right now. So are Republicans. The country's not happy with the choice. Polling consistently shows that. But I think Axelrod was prompted by a really horrific poll by New York Times and Siena College, showing that in four of five critical swing states, Biden isn't just losing to Trump, he's losing by a significant factor. And also, his support amongst all the constituencies that elected him, blacks, young people, Hispanics, etc., is completely collapsing. So he is a dreadful candidate. I don't think he can win against any Republican, including Donald Trump. On the other hand, Donald Trump's in court every day, pretty wound up with all his legal issues. So, at this point, John, I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, one thing that could happen is that Biden goes through the primary process, is the candidate, and then they come up to the convention and he steps out of the race. And there is a Democrat process for choosing a candidate, and they could choose somebody. Michelle Obama would be everyone's first choice, undoubtedly, because she comes ready-made with name recognition and popularity. But it's a chancy bet, and I don't know that the Democrats will kind of wait and have that happen. But their choices are limited.
Gavin Newsom, does he know something, Liz? We've got 30 seconds, because he's going around the world shaking hands with Xi Jinping and making the right remarks in Israel. Has somebody told him to get ready? 30 seconds.
Oh, I think he thinks he should get ready. He's the obvious successor. He looks presidential. He's got tremendous political connections, money-raising abilities, courtesy of his aunt, Nancy Pelosi. He wants to be president, and my guess is he's the most likely step in.
Elizabeth Peak, she writes a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News. She is much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.